One of the biggest line items that we have in our budget is our K-12 education. And for those of you that have been frustrated at high property tax levels, we have the second highest property taxes in the entire nation. One of the big issues, one of the big reasons why our property taxes are so high is because we only fund education at the lowest level of any other state in the country. Only 26% of the money that goes for education comes from the state. 74% comes from local property taxes. That means that in your local property tax bill, somewhere between 60% and 80%, generally speaking, goes to your local schools. So one of the things that we've been looking at over time is how do we get to a better, fairer, more equitable school funding system that would actually enable us to be able to take care of some of the wide disparities that exist. Because right now we have very, very wealthy districts spending more than $30,000 per child per year. And then we have some districts, especially those downstate in the areas around here, that are only able to afford to spend $6,500 per student. How is it that we can actually ensure that money from the state goes into a school funding formula that helps those kids who are the poorest first? And that's what we came up with. Senate Bill 1 and Senate Bill 1124, very similar in many ways, except that, unfortunately, Senate Democrats, really at the last minute during the regular session, decided to bake in over $400 million in a bailout for Chicago public schools. Now, we're not saying that there shouldn't be help and assistance for Chicago. There certainly should be, but not at the expense of other poor children across the state, especially in the areas here that Senator Weaver represents. So what we've done through a Senate Bill 1124 is advocate for a fairer school funding system, that every new dollar that comes in above that is currently spent will go for those kids that are farthest away from adequacy, that are the poorest first, to be able to help get them up to a good quality education. That's what Senate Bill 1124 does. The governor has indicated his willingness to sign that, and we're very hopeful here in the waning days of session as we're working out a budget that we can also address this key problem that we've had in our state for a very long time.